This coming Monday, July 26, marks the 20th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. In celebrations in Iowa and across America, the ADA will be saluted as one of the great civil rights laws of the 20th century, an Emancipation Proclamation for people with disabilities. But as the chief sponsor of the ADA in the Senate, I have a more down-to-earth take on this law. I agree with one activist who said that ADA is about securing for people with disabilities the most fundamental of rights, quote, the right to live in the world, end quote. It's about ensuring that people with disabilities can go places and do things that other Americans take for granted. In what seems like just two short decades, America has seen an amazing transformation. Streets, buildings, sports arenas, transportation systems are more accessible for people with physical impairments. Information is offered in alternative formats so that it is usable by individuals with visual or hearing impairments. New communications and information technologies that are accessible to people with disabilities continue to be developed. Thanks to the employment provisions in the ADA, many individuals with disabilities are able to get reasonable accommodations on the job, such as assistive technology or accessible work environments or more flexible schedules. Just as importantly, we have seen a big change in attitudes towards people with disabilities. Our expectation is that we will do what it takes to give individuals with disabilities not just physical access, but equal opportunity in our schools, in our workplaces, and in all areas of our economy and society. Just before signing the ADA into law, President George H.W. Bush said, quote, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down, end quote. Well, 20 years later, that wall is indeed falling. We recognize that people with disabilities, like all people, have unique abilities, talents, and aptitudes. And our nation is better, fairer, and richer when we make full use of those gifts. The ADA really is America at its very best. I look forward to attending a number of ADA-related events in Iowa on Saturday at 9:30 at the Des Moines Farmers Market. I'll be at the VSA, that's the Very Special Arts booth. Later in the morning, I will speak at an ADA event sponsored by the Iowa Civil Rights Commission on the West Terrace of the State Capitol. At 2 in the afternoon, I will be in Iowa City for an ADA celebration at the downtown Ped Mall. On Monday, back in Washington, we'll have a full day of ADA events, beginning with a joint press conference with House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer at 9:30, followed by a panel discussion on the ADA from 10 till noon. We'll be looking back at the many changes made possible by the ADA, but we'll be looking forward to the unfinished agenda for disability rights. And President Obama is opening up the White House lawn from 4 to 6 for a big celebration. We expect several hundred people to be there. And as I understand it, there will be a proclamation from the White House regarding the 20th anniversary. And to cap things off that night, there will be a big gala at 7 p.m. At the National Press Club for everyone, people with disabilities, disability rights groups, and everyone. So it's going to be a full weekend of celebration of what's happened, but also of looking ahead at what we need to do to continue to fulfill the promise of the Americans with Disabilities Act.